To the streets of Dublin next, and our lives look set for lockdown if government decides to intensify its response to COVID-19. Tougher restrictions could mean empty and silent shopping high streets up and down the country. Retailers say especially Christmas could spell the end for many businesses. Cian McCormack joins us from Dublin City Centre. Cian, how worried are retailers now?
Justin, they're very worried, especially if shops need to close through November and into December. And that's because, of course, it's the traditional shopping period. It's a make and break time for retailers. And we'll be hearing more about those concerns in a few minutes. But first, here's what people in Dublin City Centre were saying this morning about potentially moving to tighter restrictions. Are you up shopping today?
Yes. Yeah. Up from North Kildare. I suppose the same as everyone else, we're afraid that the restrictions will close everything down and want to get a bit done before Christmas.
Of course, the Cabinet is meeting tomorrow to go through the recommendations to move maybe towards level 5 as suggested by NPHET. What do you think of tougher restrictions?
I suppose, I mean, they're needed if everybody doesn't comply with the level 3 ones. I think the level 3 is probably enough if everyone complied, but as we all know, kind of, we're not complying at the minute, so I mean, you can't blame the government then to try and go a bit stricter then or whatever.
Of course, if they were in place today, you wouldn't be able to come to Dublin to shop.
No, that's the other thing, actually, yeah. So, but no, which probably no harm, but as I say, if they were all in place and everyone is obeying, as I say, you know, we get out in a couple of months or a month and we'll be all back shopping in for Christmas. But
how do you feel about tougher restrictions?
It's a hard one. I go between the two. Obviously, it's right in terms of bringing down the numbers and for everyone's health and safety. But you look at all the poor restaurants and pubs and hotels that are already struggling. And if they were to go into a full lockdown, we're going to see a lot of them probably shutting their doors indefinitely.
The economists and all the business are saying business is on their knees. But my preference is it's better to be on their knees than in a coffin, given the options.
Well, listen, look, I think it needs to happen. I think restrictions need to come in. The serious numbers, like, they're terrifying. The increased numbers are really, really terrifying. I suppose as a business owner myself, selfishly, I'm terrified. Obviously, you know, level 4, level 5 restrictions means I close. So I'm thinking of my staff. I'm thinking of all those things. But at the end of the day, we have to do what's right for the country. We have to do what's right for everybody.
People talking to you there in Dublin City Centre, Cian. You've also been talking to a group representing retailers right across the country.
Yeah, because 280,000 to 300,000 people all over the country are employed in jobs in retail. Those businesses are in everything from groceries to drapery, and they're represented by Ibex Retail Ireland. And just before we came on air, I spoke to its director, Arnold Dillon.
Nearly 300,000 people are employed in retail across the country. About a third of those are in the grocery sector. And the extended essential retail list will bring the numbers of essential retailers opposed to about 50% of the retail workforce. But we're still looking at in excess of 100,000 retail workers being affected by potentially new restrictions. No other country in Europe is looking at the sort of nationwide retail lockdown that Ireland is now contemplating. I think retail should stay open. We're approaching a key trading period in the run-up to Christmas, and I think we need to be able to manage this virus, and I think retail can trade safely and protect customers and staff as we do that.
If tougher restrictions come in and if shops are closed down on the run-up to Christmas, what's your biggest concern?
Many businesses are already in real difficulty. They faced a massive crisis earlier in this year, and we're relying on a good Christmas trading period to survive this year. The sad truth is that many of these businesses, if they have to shut up shop again, may well not open.
Arnold Dillon of Retail Ireland there. Well, joining me live here in Dublin City Centre now is Richard Guiney, CEO of Dublin Town, which represents 2,500 businesses. Richard, businesses, you've already felt the impact of COVID-19 restrictions. Now, to potentially be facing another escalation, you're saying that this could be the final nail in the coffin for many businesses.
Yes, unfortunately, a lot of businesses are saying to us that they found it very difficult, obviously, in 2020, and they really do need a good Christmas. They generally do about a third of their annual turnover in the Christmas period. If they don't have that, obviously, it's a very bleak scenario. And we're looking at a situation where we have about 10% vacancy on the likes of Grafton Street and Henry Street, which is the kind of levels that we saw at the depths of the recession. We're already at those points. So our real fear is that if we continue as we are, and there's a lot of closures in the new years, it could take us a very long time to recover.
And that really doesn't bode well for 2021. And just looking at Grafton Street this morning, it's quiet, isn't it?
Well, it's always quiet on a Sunday. It was busy yesterday, and I think a lot of people were getting their last-minute Christmas shopping done before the lockdown comes in, or what people fear may be a lockdown. But look, it's a really difficult scenario for everybody, and it, you know, the potential consequences are huge.
Black Friday, Cyber Monday, online shopping, people trying to get their shopping done early. Can retailers swim against that online tide?
Well, we do know that 70% of what people purchase in Ireland goes abroad. So we have been saying to people, you know, if you're going online, purchase from a site that does support Irish jobs. That's going to be really important. But the reality is that the online aspect is probably 10% of what people would do normally. It's not going to be enough to save them. So we're in a really, really difficult situation for most businesses.
Finally and briefly, what's your message to government before tomorrow's cabinet meeting?
I think we need to consider the psychology. If you close off one avenue, what are people going to do? We were worried with the pubs and the restaurants closing that people would congregate in houses, and that's what's happened. So I think the whole consequences need to be taken into account.
Richard Guiney, CEO of Dublin Town, thanks for joining me live here in Dublin City Centre for this week. Justin, that's it from here, where traders, just like traders all over the country, they're bracing themselves for the potential impact of another lockdown. But it's back to you in studio.
Cian McCormack, live from the streets of Dublin.